Thank you so much, worship team. Well, Sherry, thank you for all the wonderful work you're doing in the children's ministry, and thank you to all the volunteers. She's got a lot of volunteers helping out in that ministry, and that's a very, very valuable place to serve. So thank you from the bottom of my heart if you're serving the children's ministry. Well, like I said, we've been going through the book of Genesis and as a church, and so the children's ministry has been tracking with us, and so we're kind of closing off our series today. And so today, of course, like I said, we have the children with us, and we're going to take a step back today and just look at maybe one theme or one point that we can draw from the book of Genesis. And so since we have the children with us, I know my kids love it when it's bedtime, and they say, "Daddy, can you tell us a story?" And usually I'm just totally exhausted at that point. And sometimes it's like, no, I'm on a union break. I can't do anymore. But sometimes it's like, yeah, okay, I'll tell you a story. And I'd like to make up stories of silly things and then kind of on the fly just make up some moral principle. I had a little bit more time this week to make up a story and just to help us consider one of the points of Genesis. And so today I want you, for a few moments, let's just pretend we're all children. Maybe consider it's bedtime, and we're just having some fun. We're just being a little bit silly today. And if Vernon was here, I think he would have really, really enjoyed this kind of a thing. Let's pray. God, as we reflect on Genesis and what you've taught us so far, we pray that you would help us take home something of value today. And whether we are a child or a senior or somewhere in between, Lord, teach us from your word today. Amen. Okay, it's time for story time. All right, let me start by saying that once upon a time, there was a great, big, strong, awesome dragon. Yeah, he's going to knock things over. Okay, he's going to make it. And he was so strong, he was so powerful, and he was a very good dragon. One thing that made this dragon so special and unique was that he had huge, awesome, strong feet. And if he stomped, he would shake the ground. Somebody stomp with me. Yeah. Yeah. And he could roar so loud, and he could breathe fire so strong that if he breathed fire, this whole building would go up in smoke in 1 second. Can someone roar with me? Roar! My goodness. And you know what? His wings were so strong, like they're made of like metal and iron, but maybe not quite like these wings, but he was just so super strong. Can you guys flex for me? And say, "Oh yeah, baby." Anyways, that was a dragon. He was a big, strong, incredible dragon. Now, there's one thing that made him really unique. This dragon was a good dragon because he promised to protect his friends. And his friends were actually a village of monkeys. And here they come right now. And these monkeys were a bit odd. You know, you might wonder, why would a dragon be friends with these monkeys, and why would he promise to protect them? Well, something that was unique about the monkeys is that they like to fight over a bunch of stuff. And in particular, they like to fight over bananas and coconuts, to the point where they wrote a song about how they enjoyed fighting over bananas and coconuts. And I'm going to sing that for you today. We'll see how this ukulele carries here. There was a village of chimpanzees. They collected bananas. But when they found a coconut, they would turn and say, "Gimme, gimme, gimme, that's my coconut. It's not yours, it's mine. Gimme, 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 that's my coconut. It's not yours, it's mine." And then what they would do is they would walk up to each other after they sang the song, and they would say, "Hey, Jew, did you take my coconut? No? What about you? Did you take my coconut? No? What about you, Mr. Scott? Did you take my coconut? No." They would do that all day long. Anyways, the monkeys were doing their thing, and the dragon was on a routine flight, and the monkeys were in the village in center stage here, I guess. And all of a sudden, the dragon saw something dangerous headed towards the village of monkeys. He saw this big, giant mudslide coming. It was coming down the mountain. It was knocking over trees and rocks. It was coming towards the monkey village. So he remembered, I promised to save the village of monkeys. And he put himself in front of the mudslide just in time for the mudslide to just go around the village of monkeys. And they were saved. And the monkeys were so thankful. Yeah. And time had passed, but they went on, they went back to fighting over bananas and coconuts. And they sang their song once again. There was a village of chimpanzees. They collected bananas. But when they found a coconut, they would turn and say, gimme, 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 that's my coconut. It's not yours, it's mine. Oh, gimme, 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 that's my coconut. It's not yours, it's mine. And so after they sang their song, they would go up to other people and they would say, hey, you, did you take my coconut? Milton, did you take my coconut? Give it back.
No.
No. Who else took my coconut? Mr. Sean, did you take my coconut? Oh. Did you take my coconut? Give it back. My goodness. You mess with the bull, you're going to get the horns. Be careful. Anyways, I lost my place here. They were doing this thing. They were fighting, and time went on. The dragon was on a routine flight. And once he turned to his left, he noticed there was a great big batch of invaders coming towards the monkeys to take them away. And so the dragon remembered, because he was a good guy, he promised that he would take care of the village of monkeys. And so he stood right in front of the invaders. And he roared. Can you guys roar with me? Roar! And he scared the invaders away. And they ran. They dropped their swords, their spears. And the monkeys were saved. And they were so thankful for saving them. And time went on. And they went back to stealing or fighting over coconuts and bananas. And they sang their song one last time. You guys ready for this? There was a village of... And sing along if you think you know it. There was a village of chimpanzees. They collected bananas. But when they found a coconut, they would turn and say, gimme, 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 that's my coconut. It's not yours, it's mine. Gimme, 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 that's my coconut. It's not yours, it's mine. Someone turn to your neighbor and say, hey, did you take my coconut? Anyways, one more part of the story, though. One more part. So the dragon was on one last routine flight, and he noticed something dangerous heading towards the monkey village. It was a great big forest fire. And he noticed that, oh my goodness, I better get there fast, because this fire was just circling the village of monkeys. So he flew down as fast as a jet. He covered the monkeys, and he stayed with them until the fire went out. And so the dragon gave his life so that the monkeys could be saved, because he promised that he would protect the village of monkeys. Let's give them a hand, guys. Now, what in the world does that have to do with Genesis? Well, a couple things. You may not know this, but there's a bunch of monkeys in Genesis. And they were actually the people. And, you know, there's a bunch of monkeys who fought over different things in Genesis, which were, yes, they were people. Shh. And, you know, at the start of Genesis, we see this kind of thing happening where God told a man and a woman not to eat a particular fruit. And they did that. And then there were others who, they grew up, and when their families grew in number and wealth, they fought over land, like a bunch of monkeys. And when they had kids, their children would fight about who would be first in the family. And sometimes they even fought over a bowl of soup. They fought like a bunch of monkeys. And when their kids grew up, they would fight over wives and livestock and possessions, and their kids would grow up and fight over different things. And in fact, some of those kids even sold their brother into slavery. God's people in Genesis, in some ways, acted like the monkeys in this story. Also, I don't know if you remember, but there was kind of a dragon in the story of Genesis, too. And that dragon kind of represented God. And time and time again, when God's people acted like monkeys and they fought amongst themselves, because God made promises to them, God still protected them. He was still faithful to them. He kept his promises. God protected them from famines and floods and enemies and all sorts of things. And so if there's one theme or one point that we can take from Genesis, it's this. It's that God keeps his promises. God kept his promise to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, that he would bless them and make their descendants great, and he did. But ultimately, God's promises were all fulfilled in Jesus. I love what 2 Corinthians 1:20 says. It says just that, for all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ. And so the dragon gave his life to save the monkeys from the forest fire. And in a similar way, Jesus gave his life for us on the cross to save us from the eternal fires of hell. And all we need to do is to put our faith in him and follow him with our lives. And so as we look back at Genesis, may it point us to Jesus and remind us that God is a good and gracious God who keeps his promises. I also love what 2 Timothy 2:13 says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. So even when we act like a bunch of silly monkeys sometimes, and we drop the ball, and maybe we're not so faithful, God remains faithful. He keeps his promises. And so maybe there's someone here who's put their faith in God, but lately you've been acting like a bunch of monkeys. And maybe you've been fighting with others over silly things, and maybe it's affecting your walk with the Lord, and he's been patient with you, but it's time to not take God's promises and faithfulness for granted. And so if that's you, you're welcome to come forward, maybe for prayer at the end of the service. And in fact, any one of us who've come today with something on our heart that we need prayer for, you're welcome to come forward. And you can come forward and talk to someone on the prayer team. They'll be identified with a prayer tag. And you can come up at the closing song or even at the close of the service. And so with that being said, I'm just going to close with a word of prayer. God, thank you that you are a good God, excuse me, who keeps his promises. Thank you that you are faithful in moments when we fall and when we fail. Help us to put our faith and trust in you in every circumstance we face. Amen.